It's here.
Hello?
Have you checked the children? Children.
They're all pods, all of them.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
I'm afraid!
Don't be afraid!
No. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
Here's Gingy.
Pain has a face. Allow me to show it to you. Gentlemen, I am Pain.
I met this 6-year-old child with this blank, pale, emotionless face. The blackest eyes, the devil's eyes.
You think that when you die, you go to heaven. You come to us.
If he can't take a joke, he stinks.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk here.
Gore readings, Flesh Wound Radio freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Radio. I am Daniel Schein, joined, as always, by Todd Loya and old-timey Pugs Dread. How goes it, gentlemen?
Namaste, Negro. What up?
I'm doing well.
Is this going to be... So you don't have to say Pugs is black now.
I don't. There you go.
I could just be wearing blackface, though.
If you're... That's true.
Like Leatherface.
This is true.
You've got the skins in the background, so... Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Pugs also has some cool pillows. I don't know if you see it in camera, but...
I'll show you my Ed Gein one. Or shizzle.
There you go. Ah, that is cool.
Very cozy.
I don't have anything cool to show. Oh, here we go.
I have one.
Yeah. The Dukes of Hazzard HD DVD.
Not bad. Daisy Dukes. Dan left.
Dan did leave.
That's unprofessional, Dan.
Well, I always
do. Yeah. I got that in the living room. Cool.
I just did the whole show like this. Just try and mimic the voice.
Oh, here we go. Some for the nerds. Voodoo Dawn on VHS. Ooh. You can buy it for $300. No, I'm kidding.
Wow.
I'm not going to talk smack on the VHS collectors because they've helped me out quite a bit this weekend as I've sold off some titles.
If I'm buying $300 VHS, that VHS better suck my dick for that. Right.
That depends on your. That depends on your VCR. How good is it?
Hey, it's quarantine. That VCR might start looking kind of tight by now.
But you getting over the vacuum?
They do eat tape sometimes, so I'm just saying.
Okay, I just want to say this now to anyone listening. We haven't even said. You'll probably be able to watch this episode, not just hear it. But if I'm not looking. At the camera, and I'm looking down because of the two different monitors. Yeah. So, just don't stress. I'll try to look up here, but no promises. All right, we'll make it work.
This is a bit of a test run. So, if Todd or any of us look like third generation Warren VHS tape, that's why. I think I look pretty good, but I always look good.
I can't do that's because you see your own screen. Remember. We all look pretty goddamn pixelated.
Oh, okay. Well, still. This
but you look better, good. Dan.
Even pixelated.
We look like Asian porn? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yes, Dan's face looks like Asian porn genitalia. It's all pixely.
Fuck you, Todd.
Hey. The first one. Okay.
We have a special guest tonight. Uh-oh. It's the Serbian film baby. Came back. Nice.
I got one hanging. I'll get it later.
It's never too late to abort.
All right. Well, since we're all fucking quarantined, might as well fucking talk the predecessor to quarantine. I don't know how you want to say it. It's record
version.
And Dan, it's not rec. It's record. I know you're gonna have that.
See, I call it rec too. Because that's how it was introduced to me at Fangoria or Creation, whenever the fuck it was coming out. They said Wreck. So well, you know, ever since then, Wreck. That's why when you said record, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then registered, I was like, he calls it record? Okay.
You don't hit the Wreck button, you hit the record button.
But on the button it says REC, so...
It does, but you don't call it the you don't call it the Wreck button.
That's true.
And if you watch the movie, the first 5 minutes, they say record like 85 times.
I'm going Wreck.
I'm going.
Well, you can chime in and decide, but...
Oh, yeah.
I've never said, oh, go hit the Wreck button on the VCR. I'm going to... Well,
but have you ever said, let's go see the Wreck movie?
I have not.
Okay. Even when it was brand new?
No.
Okay. I will always say Wreck.
Well, which do you call it, I guess? Listen, sorry, Wreck. I don't even think good. I got fucking boring Diet Coke.
Caffeine-free?
Yeah.
Also, Paradise Monster.
I'm double fisting, since we're all showing it. I got Canada Dry and some cheap-ass water.
I got a backup 7-Up. See, we're just, like, too into this camera thing, because if people are just listening, they're like, what the fuck are they doing?
They know us by now. Oh, at least all the old-school listeners do.
They can picture us. Yeah, some of you will be listening to the audio-only version, but you know.
Well, you'll be able to hear the audio only on Blog Talk. Mm-hmm. We're testing the waters before we do YouTube videos, because you see the quality.
Yeah. So
we'll probably just put this one on the Facebook when we on our normal time. Which is it's Wednesday. Yeah, we're pre-recording. It's Wednesday.
Cool.
What can you do on YouTube, though?
God, it doesn't matter. Well, you know, we're fucking up. Someone's going to die by Wednesday. We're going to be pissed.
Yeah. All the people that have been dying now, and then, like, most of them are saying it's due to the fucking corona.
But you notice none of them say that?
They just stopped. Like, the last three that died were like, passed away. Haven't. Like, the little Flash kid. Undisclosed. Yeah.
Oh, right. So Corona killed the Flash?
No, they haven't determined what did it yet. Probably. Oh. Or maybe he hung himself. Got tired of being quarantined, stuck with his parents, can't touch himself properly. Did she ever fucking leave?
It's got to be hot.
Starts beating off like we need to talk about Kevin. You come in, bursts into the door, he just stares harder. Ah!
I'm in my room, Bob.
That
would fucking suck if you're in an apartment right now with more than one person. No privacy.
Basically.
Make them learn. This is our time.
You gotta whack off while you're taking a shit now, I guess. Or shower.
I don't need to know your daily routine, Dan.
It's a double release. Was it the chocolate vanilla swirl?
So, how are you guys doing dealing with this quarantine? So hopefully no one's on the end of a rope by the time this goes up.
Wow.
Just the normal belt. No, I'm doing pretty good. Made a supply run today.
Walking Dead.
I got a supply delivery today. Yes.
See, I keep trying to set up my fucking delivery from Walmart. But they keep saying, oh, your time doesn't whatever. So I was like, well, fuck you guys then. I'm going to go through Target.
I do Amazon, and it's just like you got to catch. You just like keep put your stuff in your cart and go back and check. That's how I got my last two deliveries.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'll try that next week. But I'm good for WrestleMania weekend and then see what happens after.
Yours for tomorrow. I'm getting movies relatively on Street Date when I order them on Amazon. So
that's all that matters, Dan.
Hey, fuck you, Todd. But I'm in Atlanta. Maybe it's different for you guys in California.
I've only other than like stuff getting in late, I haven't. But yeah, I've been getting stuff like Wednesdays and stuff. Like the Best Buy stuff has been a little bit more reliable. I've switched some orders over there just because I have a Best Buy credit card. and if we all die, I don't have to pay it.
Hey!
If only they had a goddamn webcam and I wouldn't have to be recording like this.
We're working on it.
Those cam girls and cam... Are they cam boys or cam men?
I don't know. What do you call yourself, Dan?
Fuck you, Todd. If I wanted to be a cam whatever, I would probably make tons of money.
Girl? Ooh, it'd be the hat cam.
Look at this hat. Come on. Ladies would love it.
I think some free beard would love it.
That would be the...
To be a dick.
Free beard ride.
I was going to shave this shit, too, for quarantine and just let it grow. I'm glad I didn't now that we're on video. It matches my dreads.
Yeah. There all right, you go.
Quarantine. Quarantine, right? And we watched Wreck.
Yep.
Or record, as Todd says.
I still yeah.
That's too accurate.
Everywhere.
I can still watch sort of post-apocalyptic dystopian type stuff.
Just not wrestling?
Yeah. Like, well, I'm picking up for WrestleMania this week.
Well,
so.
we'll talk that after we but, after WrestleMania is over for our next for. Oh wait, it already happened. God damn it!
Can you believe the show we had? Wow.
My God, Dan cried. It was awesome.
I did. I should make like some crazy prediction. They kill Vince off with Corona or something. I don't know.
I don't think the other balls are there right now.
Can you? Right. No.
Only when Jerry comes back and spits mist in his face. Biggest pop of Dan's life.
If Asuka does that during the tag match, I'll high five her. I take some balls. There's no fucking way.
Revenge. It kills Alexa Bliss. They kill her off.
No.
And then
okay.
You're mad. You've got heat.
You know what? She can miss Kyrie and then she can go fuck her. But let's start talking about these wetback zombies ish things.
Yeah. Oh.
What country is this from, Dan?
From Spain. Spain.
I asked my
question. I thought you motherfuckers froze. It's like you were surprised.
No, I'm trying to push you to intro the shit.
I was waiting for the racial slur.
I know.
Right. I don't know. It's video. It's weird.
This goddamn Beaner movie. Why are you making me watch this Beaner shit?
God is Mexican.
I'm on the fucking
camera. You don't have to say it.
Well, you're blurry. You're pixelated. You could be fucking Peter.
Japanese.
Yeah. Yeah, you could.
So you're saying you can't tell what I am, but you can tell pugs. That's what you're saying. Racist.
You can't necessarily tell. You can't tell with all of us. I could be Chinese.
Yeah, you're fucking white as shit, Dad. You're so white, you're like clear. I mean, I see the blue light off your fucking laptop.
That's fucked up, Todd.
But I can.
I am German. All right, that's white.
Why do you say it apologetically? Earlier, you're like, I am German? We are the master race?
That's fucked up. Italian, and there are darker-skinned people in my family, and Native American.
According
shut
to
the
movie,
fuck up with that, Dad.
You have nigger blood in you. Look at his fucking face. This is way better.
For the audio people, Pugs is black, so he can, yeah. So anyways, let's talk some Spanish zombies. Why not?
Were they really zombies, though?
They're not. But we'll talk about it. People think of this
as a
zombie.
Zombies. It's like you call it April Fool's Day a slasher.
Fuck you, Todd. God damn it.
We can't really say what they are, because it was first released. It's advertised.
That's the professional of the host, Dan. Saying F you to the producer.
This movie.
It was marketed like a zombie movie.
It was. I'm just fucking losing his balls.
There could be mild spoilers considering how old the Wreck movies are, so I'm going to say we're not as picky about that, but we'll get into it. All right. So, the first one, if I can even show you, Wreck, from co-directors Juan Balagaro and Paco Plaza. A TV reporter and her cameraman are doing a routine interview at a local fire station when an emergency call comes in. Accompanying the firefighters to a nearby apartment building, the news team begins recording the blood-curdling screams from inside an elderly woman's apartment. After authorities seal off the building to contain an unspecified threat, the news crew, firefighters, and residents are trapped to face a lethal terror inside. With the cameras running, nothing may survive but the film itself. All right, so this came out in 2007, I believe. Yep. And 06-07, great time for horror. There was a lot of shit coming out at that time, including Hatchet, I believe, was 06. You had Inside. You had the sort of mini French wave of horror films coming out at that point. Martyrs, I think, was right around that time, too. 06, 07, right in that little block, there was some really good fucking movies. And Wreck, I think, is one from Spain. And so this one, probably the most popular and well-known modern-day Spanish horror movie. This one really exploded. It was amazing. It was probably one of the more buzzed about movies at the time, and it of course inspired Quarantine, which was
inspired. Are we gonna go with that?
Well, yeah, it inspired. It came first.
No, it didn't inspire it. It's a remake.
Yeah, it's a remake.
So
they're not fucking inspired. It inspired them
to
make.
It's not inspired.
It inspired them to make the remake. Okay.
You don't watch fucking Quarantine. It doesn't say inspired by Record.
Fuck you, Todd. Based on it. Is that better?
You know that fucking held down old white man. I can't give him facts without it being an argument.
Fuck you, Todd. So first things first. All right, I gotta ask this: Dexter's sister or Manuela Velasco, who played the reporter.
Should we save that for the end?
That's no. My answer right now. Manuela, hands down. I don't like twigs.
Yeah.
So they're both kind of skinny. Which one are you talking about?
Okay, yeah. One of them's has a boyish body. Deborah.
the one Dan Rose.
Fucking Emily Rose. She looks like a little boy.
The brother fucker.
Yeah,
she's Hillary Swankish.
Yeah, and then Angela from Quarantine. Now you got me saying it from Wreck. When her fucking titty meat is on the floor, it's good shit. All
right,
no one's arguing on the titty meat.
Important things first. I fucking love this movie. I remember when I first saw it, and, you know, you hear found footage, and, you know, it had been a while since Blair Witch at that point, but still, you know, I always, back then, tended to feel that, another found footage.
Were there a lot of them back then, like during that time when they got big? I don't remember it being a big trend.
Well, that's, it was a little
what
weird.
What year was Paranormal Activity? That's the one that started the trend.
It would have been
that Blair Witch shit, because that
I don't disagree. Blair Witch inspired a few parodies, but it didn't really.
Yeah, that was like the Black Christmas. Paranormal Activity was like the Halloween.
Don't you find that weird though? That
2007, so around the same time.
Yeah, same time. So, yeah, I think
it hasn't super played out yet.
I actually really liked Paranormal Activity when it first came out. I got to see that movie before it became big. I went to one of the screenings at ArcLight, and like they had free pop. Like they gave you the fucking treatment.
Did you get the original ending?
No, with the cops and stuff. No, but we got the like all the cast was there.
That's cool.
It was cool. I ended up going to all of them except the last one. No, I went to the last one. I skipped one.
Remember the beater one?
No, I went to that one, and they were serving tacos.
I like that one a lot.
I did too. Dude, the fucking cholos with the like have shotguns against the fucking ghost. And then the granny doing tequila shots? Fuck yeah.
We didn't get the black one either. We should have had like a whole thing.
God. All those
different races dealing with it.
I don't want to like go off the rails too much, but why do you think we didn't get like 1,000 found footage movies right after Blair Witch? I always found it on YouTube. I mean, we got like the direct Blair Witch parodies, you know, the Hip Hop Witch and Bear Wench Project.
Did he just say the Hip Hop Witch?
That is what it's called, sir. Bogus Witch Project.
I heard that.
Okay, you want to talk about that imaginary thing that only ever aired one episode?
Okay.
The Blonde Bitch Project.
I was going to say the Blue Meanie one.
There was a St. Francisville Project, which was really good. I actually prefer that to Blair Witch.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, that's like the only one.
No.
You should do it. It's good.
I think so. That's cool.
It's more theatrical than Blair Witch is, but it's actually a good film that came out like almost at the same time.
We'll get to more theatrical found footage movies as this progresses, but yes. Far be it for me the one to get us back on track.
Back on track. All right, Wreck. I love this movie. I remember when I first saw it, and this is found footage done right. I mean, the tension doesn't let up. This is one to turn the lights out and just fucking experience. If you haven't watched it yet, you definitely need to. I hear from a lot of people that, oh, I saw Quarantine, but I know it's pretty much the same. And it is very, very close to the same, but doesn't, I don't know. Like I said, it's almost shot for shot.
It's also like the Gus Van Zandt
Psycho.
But Hitchcock Psycho. One is clearly made better.
Yeah.
We'll kind of talk about Quarantine at the end because I do have a couple things to say about it. But I didn't feel like we needed to rewatch it. Although, well, we'll save those for the end. Okay.
It's close to this one, plot-wise. It's pretty much exact.
They just take out the reason, which is a whole issue, which we'll talk about at the end.
Yeah.
Well, when the first time Wreck came on my radar, I was at a Fangoria or Creation or whatever the fucking horror fest.
Fango still.
I think it was Fango. Right, cool. So, and then, like, I started seeing the posters and, like, the buzz was just building. So I was like, okay. And they had it there. So, like, I bought it. I went with our buddy Rob. He bought it, and we both ended up watching it. I'll be goddamned. I still don't get scared most of the time. When there's a certain part where a body falls through over the stairwell.
Yeah.
Scared the shit out of me. I was like, oh, it got me. Cool. I was fucking in. And then it just keeps escalating and escalating and building. And then towards the end, it fucking takes its entire dick out and just like bashes me in the fucking head with it. I was like, this is amazing.
It was really cool. So it taunted you. There you go.
It taunted me.
Oh, God. I was... Yeah.
I thought you were calling out Todd. Yeah.
No.
I was a little confused.
What did you think when you first saw it, Todd?
I went in not expecting a super, you know, much. I just knew it was a Spanish horror film. I had some buzz. I tend to keep my expectations low so I don't get disappointed. Just like the end with his women. But no fucking time.
Can't argue facts.
he's like, he's right. It was just so good. First thing, you know, they set up the way we're doing the found footage right. That's like the biggest hurdle to overcome in found footage. Yeah. You just really don't know where it's going, and it just fucking delivers. I mean,
and no one's safe in that movie.
Right.
You got elderly people. You have children. You have pets.
Fuck them all.
Danger. Yeah, pretty much.
Dan's like, this is why I stay in the house now.
Yeah. And then it also felt even though there's like places to go, it was super claustrophobic. Because even though there's places to go, we've already been there.
No, I mean, everybody kind of remembers from the marketing, the final shot and everything, or most of you probably do. And that whole
we're doing spoilers, Dan.
I'm not.
Although that's their fault.
That whole sequence, though, like when we get towards the end, is—I mean—you can cut the tension with a knife. This really has probably one of the scariest finales. I mean, it's quite creepy, and the makeup in this is amazing. Nothing too complex, really, until maybe more getting towards the end, but it just works. I mean, these are savage creatures, and I've always said it. I mean, not zombies, but speed can be scarier when done right. Well, you're fucked. You're dead. Well,
since we are being spoilers already, so if you, it's impossible to avoid if we're talking about the whole series.
Yeah, you won't be able to. So yeah, so yeah.
So this rolls right into the second one, and. Mm. The one thing I do want to say is, I've said this numerous times, we've had this conversation with Exorcist, what's the other one? Rosemary's Baby. I don't like stuff that has to do... I do like The Exorcist now, but that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, I
don't like religious horror. I'm not... It's like... Yet I like Santa Claus horror, and it's just not as real as the other, but anyway.
Rosemary's Baby's weird, though, man. That's just a well-made movie.
I'm not going to argue that, but I don't care. It doesn't scare me. It's
more what about The Tenet and Repulsion?
I have to rewatch The Tenet and Repulsion. I have them both. I just haven't watched them in fucking years. But like I said, it took whatever the last Blu-ray to come out for me to click on The Exorcist. But with all that said, this works for me. And the fact that they pulled it from the remake kills the remake.
Can we all do a watch along to Rosemary's Baby and all be in a hot tub?
I'm down.
Fucking cheeseburgers. So are we gonna read the synopsis or two, or just roll into it?
Well, no. Let's.
Are we done with one?
We want to rate this.
We're not.
Well, yeah,
we're just talking the franchise, Dan. We don't really need to rate it.
I'll give it a 5 if we're going to rate it.
What?
Because then the others may not get the same rating.
But we can talk as we go.
Cool.
Is Dan like a monkey seeing a mirror? I don't understand what's going on.
The first wreck is a goddamn masterpiece, but I guess we'll get into that.
Yeah, after. I mean, we can just talk when we get to the end. I mean,
that's cool.
Dan's like kind of slow.
I will say you guys can introduce Wreck 2, but if you equate it to another franchise, Wreck is Alien, Wreck 2 is Aliens.
Yep, definitely.
All right.
Definitely. All right.
All right, see, he can't let it go.
It just, kick it out, kick it out.
Go ahead, I don't want to kick you off the spectrum, go ahead.
All right.
Wreck. No, go ahead and rate it.
I am reading it. What are you talking about?
No, he said rate it, Dan. He gave it a 5.
You can't turn it... Everything that we discuss turns into a rating show. But go ahead.
It's a 5. Well, okay. You got to compare the movies.
Okay, so, well, we all give it a 5.
All right. Wreck 2.
So what do we call that, Dan? What do we call it when we all give it a 5?
One big hole.
There we go.
Big hole. See, now that we're doing video, you need to have the audio ready from that big hole. Kevin Gage.
Doing video,
you have to have the audio.
Pretty good. Have somebody off camera just say one big hole. Mimic Kevin Gage.
Hold on. Keep going.
He's just going to... Yeah, I'm sure you have the sound clip. All right, Wreck 2, the highly anticipated sequel to one of the scariest films of all time. Wreck 2 picks up 15 minutes from where the original left off, taking us back into the quarantine department building where a terrifying virus runs rampant. What they find inside lies beyond the scope of medical science, a demonic nightmare more terrifying than anyone could possibly imagine. Wreck 2. I should also say, all of these are available from Scream Factory, all four, on a box set. So, still in print, and pretty good value last I looked. I don't know what it's going for right now, but so now I know we're going to get a little more spoilery because we have to as the story progresses. So, what did you guys think? Because I think what makes this so interesting, and people that haven't seen it probably do think it's just a zombie movie. It is not. The idea of combining basically the demonic possession subgenre and kind of rolling it into zombies was quite interesting. I mean, it is literally just like a virus, which again makes it timely right now. I don't think Corona has us murking each other yet, but you never know. May mutate.
It has us quarantined.
Yeah. Yeah, it does have us quarantined. Yeah, I have to keep my eyes out. I do have an attic. Never know what's up there. What did you think when you first saw that? Because I thought it made it really unique, not just doing the typical zombie outbreak.
Well, first off, when they said they were going to make a number two, I'm like, where the fuck are you going to go from that?
Todd likes it on his chest.
It was pretty wrapped up. And this is where you go. This is exactly how you do it. Brilliant. Mm-hmm. And then the reveal when Homeboy takes his thing off like Superman and all of a sudden it's a white collar. Oh, okay. And by the end of it, when you find out like, oh, they're all possessed and like souls are loose from hell and stuff, like fucking hail Satan with this shit. This is awesome. So again, they kicked my ass. Now it wasn't as scary as the first one, but really you couldn't. So they decided to go the aliens route. Let's throw some action in there. And I'll be goddamn, mm-hmm. They'd knock it out of the goddamn park again.
I'd say it maintains most of its tension, though. I mean, some of the suspense in this, you're very right, aliens versus alien, but, man, the kid descending from the ceiling, there were some holy fuck moments. What do you think of 2, Doc? It might actually even improve a little bit. I mean, that's how good this is.
I don't know. To me, it's always been on par. I don't know about improve. It's just as good as the first, and I like that we kind of go concurrent with the first a little bit. It's kind of happening, you know, at the same time, which makes it a more crafted experience, I guess. And it's just how do I put this? It's hard for me to watch one without the other at this point. It's like they just go together so well.
Yeah.
Companion piece.
Good. Definitely.
Sequel, but yeah.
Yeah, it really is. And the priest reminds me of Anthony Head for some reason, like a Spanish Anthony Head. He's pretty intense.
What did you call the Tim Curry guy? What was it?
Oh, Spanish Tim Curry, yes. That's what's fucked up. I forgot about this. You have Spanish Tim Curry, kind of like post-stroke Tim Curry, more than like prime Tim Curry, but kind of looks like him. And yeah, he starts bitching about the Chinese tenants and how they were the
favorite ones, character.
They were the ones that caused the apocalypse. So, hey, it's not just Simpsons that get it right. They predict the future.
Dan is now Outback. Tim Curry.
I don't look like Tim Curry. I'm not offended.
I'm saying his opinions.
Fuck you, God. But yeah, no. It was kind of like
going for a wider audience.
A wider or white audience? Whiter audience.
Dan's doing that other alt-right podcast for the wider one.
What are you talking about, Todd?
See?
It was supposed to be a mystery.
It's the kayfabe our web show.
Are you on, what is it?
I like that I can now see the confusion in Dan's eyes.
I don't know what you're talking about. I do every podcast I do with you, fool.
Dude, watch this, though.
We can't do it without you, and you start to fucking think we're ditching you.
Hey, Dan.
Gotta have
nigger.
That's awesome. That's fucked up. Okay.
So I'm just going to go with everyone. Everyone's a five on this one again.
Absolutely.
So it's what is it, Pugs?
One big hole.
So does that make it two big holes? Wait.
It's a bigger hole. It's one bigger hole.
One bigger hole. Now, I think, I mean, what else do we have to say before two? I mean, the ending.
Oh, yeah, the ending, yeah.
That was cool as shit.
What does it remind you of? Does it just remind me of something?
Asian.
It reminds me of Jason Lives.
No, it reminds me of Poltergeist 2. Oh,
okay.
With the tequila worm.
I was going to go with Jason Lives because when he does that thing.
Oh, okay.
But I don't like that movie.
Or better.
Jason Lives?
Or yeah. Poltergeist 2? Oh, no, Poltergeist 2 is awesome. Jason Lives is not very good. Except the last scene.
I always have fun with it. I'm the one who's not a huge fan of 4.
You're talking Friday the 13th, 6, Pugs? Not, okay. Making sure.
I don't like 7, though.
7's my favorite.
It's
Jason versus Carrie. It's fucking awesome.
I know. But everyone's on the nuts of that one.
I'm one of the fucking people. I like Jason X. Yeah. Dude, I like liquid nitrogen.
Awesome. I just don't like his look. Like his, like.
When he gets all like new metal?
No, I like the new Uber Jason one. I don't like his regular Jason look in that one.
Oh.
I've got a cast iron poster from 7. I've got everybody on it.
Okay. So what else we got to say about 2 before we get to where it's going to get interesting?
Yeah, I was going to say in a way the sequel probably will be. Possibly. I don't know. But, 2 is just as great a film, I think. At least just as good. It's amazing. And, your aliens to your alien, both classics in their own right.
And if we're going to do that, I'm going to go with this is the Army of Darkness of the trilogy, of the series. I got Bugs to roll his eyes.
That's disrespectful to Army of Darkness, but we'll get there.
I don't mean in terms of the trilogy.
All right.
I don't know what Dan thinks. I don't know what Bugs thinks. I kind of know what Bugs thinks.
Surprise you. Because I've got a lot to say. All right. Rec, obviously, this comes in a box, and I have a box here somewhere.
You didn't even show us the box?
All right, fucker.
It's going to spread his pussy lips.
We're going to see his little hatchet.
You might. Yeah, I was going to say if I weren't wearing my pants.
It's all right. I'm just messing with you.
Easy.
I know you are. But I was going to. But
he's not going to show us?
I'll pull my dick out right now. And you can, and I'll make you go through the trouble of
picking. Well, there we go. That's we're a lot of fucking picture. Done. So, you know, that was for the people listening.
There it is. Remember fucking South Park? fucking Saddam Hussein? There it is.
All right. Wreck 3 Genesis. It insults Todd's OCD when we say wreck, but that's how we're going to do it here. This one is just from director Paco Plaza, and
well, remember they split duties.
Yeah, yeah.
Paco got this one in. Homeboy, what's the other guy's name?
Dan said the other beer.
The other one. He got the fourth one.
Bullshit artist. All right, so Wreck 3 Genesis. Clara and Koldo's wedding unfolds through the lens of a video camera that captures their beautiful ceremony and the festive reception that follows. But the camera also bears unblinking witness to the shocking reality of chaos and horror that ensues after a virus spreads through the reception, transforming the wedding guests into something inhuman and forcing the newlywed couple into a terrifying fight for their lives. Separated amid the mayhem, the newlyweds discover the true meaning of the vow, till death do us part. All right. So, All right, so Todd's kind of keeping it somewhat of a mystery. Pugs, what do you think of 3?
I don't think very highly of 3. Now, had it not been a wreck movie, I may be nice, be kinder. Ah. But it is a record movie. And with the quality of the first two I got, there's no way I can't have high expectations because I fucking love those. It's all right.
See,
it's gory, so that's cool. But I just like I was just checked out. I'm like, I want Angela back. I want to know what that bitch is doing. I don't really care about these people. I don't know. It did not hold my attention. To a degree. Like this time, I'm like, I've seen this. I'm really just watching it for the show. I'm like, yeah, I remember this.
Will you at least like
everyone in the 80s who was bitching about Friday the 13th 5, Halloween 3.
That falls into my age category, I guess, because this is like one of the few times where I got butthurt. I'm like, not what I wanted.
Hey,
but like it's fun enough to where I'm like, oh, I'm glad I saw it. I don't really need to revisit it as often. Like I'll watch it with a group or something. But and I understand cool. It has its fans, Todd. But it's not for me.
Well, let's see. I am a fan of it. I do. I think it's a shitload of fun. I get the whole thing. Well, if it wasn't called Record, if it was just called Season of the Witch. Oh wait, wrong thing. But yeah, I think it's a fun just zombie movie. It does change the zombies up almost a little bit. They're more zombie in this one, so It is different enough. But yeah, it's something new, not seen before. But I think it's a good time. Dan, what do you think?
All right, first, before I give my opinion, I think we can both agree that, love it or hate it, Letitia Dolera, who I believe is the lead, dude, I would fuck her on a ventilator knowing she had corona. I would fuck her. It would be like 10 one big holes. I mean, holy shit, is she hot.
And ladies,
God damn, I would fuck her. So,
line up.
See, you could be here right now with me. Right now, I'm alone.
I'm sure she's getting in her car and risking coronavirus to get to this moment.
I was going to say.
She's been in these scenarios before, so.
Right. Hey, she might be listening to this.
She'll bring the chainsaw.
It's hitting Spain pretty hard. She might have it, and I don't care.
A very attractive woman. I agree with you, Dan.
A goddess, dude.
In a much more sophisticated way.
And respectful way. Yeah, she's a pretty lady.
All right, yes, there you go.
I wouldn't go as far as fucking her with a ventilator on, but I don't want to kink shame you either, Dan, so get it.
It's all about the heavy breathing. But anyways, I love this movie. It is a sharp turn from the tone of the first two, but judging it for what it is, this movie's a lot of fun, and I really admired that despite the comedy, it's still, when it's time to be serious, it still does. I love sort of the kind of Return of the Living Dead 3 style romance that they have going, and it never gets too stupid.
And that's another good comparison, because it kind of veers off course like Return of the Living Dead 3 does.
Absolutely, yes. And of course that's one of my favorites. And the comedy that's there is funny. What?
I don't want to know what you do to Melinda Clark. We'll just keep that one to yourself.
I'm sure there's another ventilator involved.
No, I don't care.
I'm sorry. We're gonna keep
glass can pierce my dingus and half. That'd be worth it. But
again, Dan is single, ladies. Do you want me to flash your number at the bottom of the screen?
I'm good with it.
Okay, it'll be up there if you want me to. Look, it's... No, it's right there.
There you go. Flash it across my dick. We'll wait for After Dark.
No, I can't see it.
Fuck you, Todd. That's fucked up. But no, everything in this movie, I loved the SpongeBob gag where,
oh, like, yeah.
That's, no, I'm John Sponge.
John Sponge. That should be your new nickname, Dan. Dan Sponge.
I'll show up. I'll get some Sponge costume. I'll surprise everybody since we're doing videos.
You're gonna look at the women and be like, you know you want a sponge, don't you?
Sponge bath, and then just like a, but
just see that. He's just gonna have a big blur in his face.
Hey, come on, dude.
Dan's getting a fucking blue dot over his face the whole time.
Oh, that's fucked up. That's fucked up.
I'm just gonna put a picture. I'm not gonna say it. I'm gonna be good. Too late.
You bastard. It's a good thing you don't know what you're doing with this video shit.
He'll learn.
Dan, you do realize this is going to go out in post. So, like, when I said I'm going to put your phone number there, you said do it, right?
This movie brings the gore, too. I should say, it's not like a lighter, fluffier movie. I mean, it certainly brings the gore. There were some great sort of homages, I think, to some other horror movies that you might recognize. It's just fun. I mean, again, it's totally different. Maybe not what I would do, but in its own way, this is still a great film, I think.
Did you like the departure from what we're used to? To when they break off and go straight into a fucking narrative.
Because
I thought it was pointless. Why even start that way?
Yeah.
I liked it. Because.
But like fucking 15, 20 minutes in the fucking movie, however long it was.
Yeah, I thought that.
Long
that
time.
I looked. It was 21 minutes.
Okay.
I liked that it set it up that way and then we went cinematic. Because if you don't do that in this one, it would have felt weird going into the fourth one without the cinematic already established.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll get to that in a minute.
We'll get to the fourth one.
I'm curious about that one. But,
well, this one was...
I like the gimmick, I'll admit. I like the gimmick of switching it.
Yeah,
I wasn't expecting it.
This was unexpected. Yeah, and this is also 2012. So by this point, you did have a fucking ton of found footage flicks at that point. At that point, you were getting them every week.
Rec earned, if they wanted to stick with it, they have earned the right to, in my book.
Yeah, sure, think about it. Look at the paranormal activity. They weren't stopping that shit.
Mm.
Oh, side story. I forgot I had a Record 3D Blu-ray. It was a goddamn fake German one. Like, it wasn't really in 3D.
Oh.
I have a Battle Royale one that it's supposed to be properly converted.
Ooh, I think it's time to get commentary on Battle Royale.
That'd be a good count, yeah. It's been a while since I've watched that one. Yeah, man. I still think this is awesome. It's kind of the standalone film. As long as you can accept that, it's a great movie. And the Clara actress again, holy shit. I don't know how you say dad ass in Spanish, but
yeah. Ass.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, there you go.
Not even gonna try it, Dan. El Nagras.
That probably means something else, so...
No! I'm being legit.
He's like, you're trying to make me say pinchy miate, aren't you?
I don't know what that is either.
I was trying to say it like Dan would, but I don't know.
Sounds funny, but I don't know what that meant.
Pugs, what does that mean?
Like fucking nigger. I'm mighty corn.
You're supposed to kayfabe it.
Sorry. But look at Dan's reaction. It's the best.
I didn't know what you said, so I can't.
Or you can do El Culo.
Well, I know that means ass, because I've watched a lot of porn in Spanish porn, so culo is ass. So there you go. Yes.
I'm not going to always lead you astray, Dan.
Learning.
That's my job.
Yeah.
I got the Rosetta Stone, and all I learned was culo, but,
you know. Okay, well, let's start with Pugs. Pugs, what do you give this one?
I'm fair, too. I think it's a 3.
Okay, that's fair. Dan, what do you think?
I'm a 4.5. It's not, you know, perfect, but goddamn, is it a fun as fuck genre film? And yeah, it brings it just the right mix of comedy and suspense, gore. It's got it all.
And Dan cried at the end too. It like pulled all of his emotions.
I did.
I'm a 4.5 also. I was going back and forth between a 4, but I'm good with the 4.5.
That's cool. Because like, I recognize it's well made, it's a good movie, but okay. I'm judging it off of its predecessor, and I'm like, it's not.
I get that. I wonder how close we're going to agree on this one. Dan?
All right, so our fourth and to-date final Wreck movie, Wreck 4 Apocalypse. Apologize if it's blurry, but...
It is. Maybe we'll flash a pic. Nah, fuck that, that's cemetery.
Yeah, fuck it. You motherfuckers can Google the image. It's the Scream Factory set.
You need to like hold it up and read it like this. You should be like, okay, I'm reading it now. Not like,
okay, I wasn't hiding that, but all right. I know there that, you but go. I
mean, we can see it if you hold it up.
There you go. I think it's.
Like, how's the lighting in the room? Can you read it that way?
It's hard to tell. Maybe the lighting's worse for you guys. I don't know. That's why I was putting it down. So, fuck you, Todd. All right. Several hours after the terrible events that ravaged the apartment building in Barcelona, something new has emerged. Elite soldiers infiltrate the building to put an end to the nightmare. They think their mission is a success. Angela Vidal, the television reporter who entered the building with the firemen just hours before, manages to make it out alive. But no one knows that she carries the virus inside her. When she is taken to quarantine, the high-security isolation facility becomes the perfect breeding ground for the virus to be reborn and mutate into even more deadly forms, setting the scene for unimaginable horrors. The apocalypse has just begun. All right, so what did you guys think of 4?
Would you like me to go first?
I want Pugs to go first.
Go for it.
Okay. So with the abomination that 3 was, or at least I felt was at the time, because it's really fine, expectations were lowered. So I'm like, all right, let's see what happens. Only positive thing is the fucking hot girl came back. Other than that, I'm just like, I've seen this before. And you guys can do better than this. So I am severely disappointed. That being said, it's well made again. These guys do know what they're doing. I think they just got lazy and maybe there was too many more hands in, or too many cooks in the kitchen where they had to do stuff to appease the
people giving them the money. It was Alien on a boat.
That's actually a good point. Yeah, but I don't like it.
I'm closer to Pugs on this one. I like that they tried to tie it in with the third one and make it all kind of go together. But overall, I was underwhelmed. I totally thought they like forgot. I watched this but the one time when it came out. I thought they forgot about the whole worm gimmick. I was like, did they forget that part? What happened? So yeah, I was really underwhelmed. Dan?
You probably won't find anybody in this series saying that 4 is the best one. It'd be very unlikely that you would find that. When I reviewed this way back, I think on the old Creepshow Radio days, I remember really not liking it. And I will say this for four. I think part of that does have to do with the quality of the first three. Were just so high that maybe I was expecting. What?
I was waiting for Pugs to say first two.
I gave a visual.
Oh. Yeah, well, for me, the first. I like the first three a lot. But, so I remember really not hating it, but really not liking it. I've only seen this movie. This is the second time I've watched it. And watching it again, the same suspense is definitely not there. This one's not a particularly scary film, but it is. It's very well made. I think the demon monkeys may be a little bit too much for some people, but they were kind of cool, except a couple CG shots of them jumping. Other than that, I thought that was actually kind of cool. It's still fast-paced. It's got some really good gore. They don't completely screw the pooch. I mean, it's a direct sequel hell, they could make another one if they wanted to, depending how you interpret the ending there.
Left it open.
Kind of, yeah, depending on how you look at it. I mean,
so we get Rape Shark. Now it's going to be awesome.
Wow, that would be a good
one. Oh my god. David Hess jerks off off a boat.
Oh man! Oh fuck! That is a good way to explain.
No, I still like mine.
Okay, well, maybe for the sequel.
Okay. Well, we gotta bring it back. That could be Rape Shark versus. I don't know.
We could hammer out like 10 of those, but
Rape Shark versus Come to Puss? I don't know. Sodomy Puss.
Come to Puss. Okay.
Sperm whale. Why are we thinking so hard?
Right?
Making you piss your pants on land and on sea.
No one can see you piss your pants in the ocean.
There you go.
Fuck yes. Tag
line. But yeah, you know, it's a decent film. This one's not great, but it is decent. It ties everything together, which I kind of liked. As a whole, this is an excellent franchise. It really is. Some of the magic's gone by the time you get to four. It is what it is. Here's an interesting question, though, to end on. Would you guys like to see them take a shot at part five? I suppose it could.
Right now it's 50-50, so no.
Okay.
Oh, you know, I forgot to mention, when they did advertise for these movies being made, it was supposed to be, three was supposed to be a prequel instead of that side story that we got, and this was supposed to cap it all off. So one of them paid attention, but he didn't do a good job.
Maybe it is a prequel. Does it happen before?
But it was supposed to tie directly into the exact thing. And, yeah.
Well, it does tie in. It ties into four.
Cool.
I'm just trying to point that out.
I just like that, you know, it didn't. After three, they could have just done something else and ignored the original story. I am happy that they at least kind of close it out. So if this is it, you know, you get the full resolution. So, yeah. I mean, this one, I'm much lower. I'm a 3.5. But it's still, like I said, expectations, it's still a good genre film. And I like the boat setting, you know.
I'm a three.
Okay.
Like Dan in the crotch.
Fuck you.
Two.
Two.
I was kind to three. This one is. It's linking in the two because of titty meat.
Because this is when it's hard. Like Dan said, it's like no one's gonna be like, "Oh, I love four."
No, but I like it. I mean, I think I was probably harsh on it the first review way back when. you know.
Are you going to watch it again anytime? I wouldn't say soon, but, like, would you watch it again?
Not on its own. It'll probably be with a binge of all of them.
Exactly.
Yeah, so.
That's understandable.
I can watch one and two, those two together.
Or three
separate. And yeah. I can just watch three.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's basically a standalone. I've never done it other than watching them as they came out or all.
But we recommend if you've never seen them, watch them in order.
Oh, yeah, watch them all. They're all.
Yeah.
I do think there's something to enjoy in all of them. So, yeah, I say fucking watch all of them. But make sure you watch the first two.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I forgot when I was watching the first one, I was like, man, I fucking love this movie. I totally forgot like how into it I was.
So, all right. So that is the Wreck Saga. I'm glad it was a good watch when you're locked down in your home. So,
speaking of quarantine, thoughts on that?
What?
Quarantine. The
remake. I was like, you want to talk
about the movie it inspired, Dan?
Yes. So I did not rewatch Quarantine, but again, I hate to think that. And there are people out there that are watching that thinking, oh, okay, well, I'm good. That's just the American language version. It is well worth watching. Quarantine's a good movie, but you really do want to see Wreck. And the reason you really should see Wreck is the sequels to Wreck go a much different direction than the direct-to-DVD sequel of Quarantine.
I like Quarantine too, though. It's just
same here.
It's
not bad. Same here.
It's fucking cool.
But it's not good as Wreck 2.
Well, it's not Wreck 2. It's Quarantine 2, Dan.
No, I'm just saying. I know that, but I'm just saying, quality wise, that movie's not on the level of Wreck 2. But it is actually decent.
Quarantine isn't on the level of Wreck 2.
Right.
No, I know. I'm just saying. It doesn't. I should say it doesn't go the direction also that Wreck 2 does. It's its own.
No, it does not.
But it's kind of cool, you know, terminal it's called.
Well, because they got rid of the whole religious aspect in the American one.
Yeah.
But I do want to say something that I've heard people bitch about forever. Oh, yeah, and if you're like, oh, I don't want to do subtitles, record one as a dub track. Just putting
it's
that out.
Pretty bad, though.
And learn to read.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of talking in it.
Like, all the motherfuckers that don't like reading movies, you're on your phone all the time reading text messages and stuff. I'm like, it's the same fucking thing.
Right.
That bothers the shit out of me.
But they go too
makes
fast
it so they can't text.
People. One thing that's always bugged me, and it's only from people who have seen Record, they bitch so bad. They spoil the fucking movie in the trailers. They spoil Quarantine with the poster. If you haven't seen the movie, you don't get that's the final shot of the fucking movie.
And then when you post about it online, you just ruin it for everybody who hasn't
seen it.
So, yeah. Like, I thought the same watching Wreck.
Right.
I see the trailer. I'm like, oh, why would you do that?
Interesting question. Do you think the direction the direction they went with Quarantine 2 Terminal would have been the same if that movie exploded more and they had gotten a sequel? Or do you think they would have kind of done... Well, I guess they really couldn't do what they did with Wreck 2 anyways.
No, they
could have retconned it into... Oh, no, they really couldn't do that either. I was going to say they can do it after, but...
They kind of fucked it when they took out the element.
Mm. Yeah, so... Who knows? I don't know. That might have been the same.
Tell your booty calls the wait, Dan.
Well, I can't help it. I'm on video, so you hear any... It's weird. You get... Everybody's probably on fucking Tinder.
Is that
right
the chick from Part 3? Is she on her way? Bringing her ventilator?
Oh, I would be done with you motherfuckers so fast. No, I'm afraid not.
No, you wouldn't. You know why? Because you're like, if I leave, they're going to replace me.
Oh! New match on Tinder.
On Grindr? Good for you.
Tinder!
All right, we'll let Dan go. He will not be appearing. Oh, wait, no. We're recording backwards, so whatever. All right, Dan. Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
You brought attention to it.
Well, no. Handle your business. I'll sign out. I'm already starting it.
Fresh Food Radio. We are talking Puka, motherfucker.
What? No, that wasn't this one.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's the next one.
It's this one, you son of a bitch. We're going to talk about it after wrestling.
I actually forgot all about that.
I did too, because I was trying to time it out as an hour. So we're going to do it quick. Dan, introduce it.
All right, so...
He's going to fuck it up. He's going to make me change my rating, I guarantee
it. I just saw it, and I totally forgot about it.
Every once in a while in the horror genre,
just say the fucking description. Do not do it. You're going to make me change my number.
I want to see where this goes.
I don't have a description, you son of a bitch.
Well, tell us what it's about then, without fucking sucking its dick the whole time.
All right.
So. That will be a gift coming soon to Flesh Root Feature.
Puka Lives, our April apocalypse episode of Into the Dark.
I'm going to pull the description, Dan. Seems like you're, like, struggling.
I'm not struggling. I was trying not to, you know.
Trying to get to the balls, man. Go for it, Dan.
Come on, keep going.
All the way here.
All right, so everybody knows that I'm a big fan of Puka. These guys are not. I thought it was a really good episode. Not the best episode of Into the Dark, but certainly one of the better episodes. I think it is poetic justice that Puka is the first Into the Dark that gets a sequel. And
affirmative action.
Yeah.
Well, so I think Puka is an icon.
Since Dan is, like, really stalling on reading a goddamn description.
Well, I don't have one.
It's like a click away on the internet.
Well, I don't want to X out this camera gimmick.
I'm going to talk. I got it, Dan. A group of 30-something friends from high school create their own creepypasta about Puka for laughs, but are shocked when it becomes so viral on the internet that it actually manifests more murderous versions of the creature.
Cool. So Puka is a legend. I think that, and I love the fact that I think we're going to get more Puka. I think Puka will get a spinoff. At some point, I think we're going to get Puka versus Leatherface, and I think Puka's going to win.
Dan, you're really burying yourself. Now. I'm down to a zero now. So.
Did you not like this? This was one of the better episodes of recent memory, and I'm not saying that it was anything like super special, but it was fun. I had a good time with this one. Puka
balls down your chin are lowering my rating moment by moment.
Puka killing internet a-holes.
But it wasn't Puka.
What?
It wasn't Puka, though.
It's Puka. It's still Puka.
No.
Yeah, the song?
It was the internet that did it.
Puka did it, you son of a bitch. Puka's an icon. What is your issue? Why do you hate on Puka so much?
I have a higher rating, but I'm a zero now. Pugs, what did you think?
Talk. God damn it.
It's better than the first Puka bullshit we got. But that doesn't say a lot, because I fucking didn't like that one, like, at all. Again, too many goddamn black people in it.
Dan asked me why Dave Chappelle was doing Into the Dark now.
Right?
That's bullshit. That is bullshit. Lies.
See, guys, lies. And this is why we say shit like that, because did you see that face? Amazing. Unlike the movie. It was just boring. I didn't give a shit. Like, I didn't like... the main guy, the black guy, he was okay. Jonah Ray kind of sucked. Yeah, Dave Chappelle, too, was whack.
Felicia Day was good. Haven't seen her in it. The redhead girl.
Oh, yeah, she's whatever. Yeah, I didn't care. I didn't care about the kid. I didn't care. Yeah, I just didn't care. Like, it wasn't for me. I think it's cool that they went after, like, internet influencers, but there's a better story to be told than being fucking Pooka.
I literally had a higher rating, but I'm zero now.
Dance, Todd.
Dan, you are the Mr. Frankie Pooka. I'm just telling you now.
Todd, you were dancing to that. You won't admit it, but you were doing the whole, like, Pooka dance. Come on, don't lie.
Dan's going to do the Pooka challenge right now. Go get some ash.
Ah, there you go. Eat some shoes.
You fucking suck this thing's dick. You don't know the fucking the Pooka challenge? Did you watch it? Or did you just watch Pooka?
Oh, yes. Okay, I thought you were, like, you wanted me to, like, dress up as Pooka. I'm like, I don't have that shit.
Do the Pooka challenge. Get some ash. Dress up as Pooka. Totally different.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. What if I died? You'd feel, like, really shitty.
As long as you stop talking about Pooka, I can do it. All right. What do you think about it, Dan?
What do I rate it, you mean?
Sure.
I really liked it. I mean, this one's a little more straightforward. You're kind of, you know, comedic slasher type. I've criticized Into the Dark for being a little too modern, a little too woke at times.
Everyone's got to be at some point.
There's nothing wrong with that. But yes, no, I mean, this
I don't
one.
Even fucking dick waved in my fucking face. Like, this is a non-issue. Why is it? Representation can suck my dick.
I swear I was laughing. I'm like, okay, well, this one's not going to be as woke. And then, like, the daughter was, like crying because global warming was killing the bears. I kind of laughed.
Police officer.
Oh, yeah, there's that, too. I mean,
unnecessary information, he's just a police officer.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, it didn't really matter on this. But yeah, I liked it. I mean, it's not among the best, but I fucking love Pooka. I want Pooka in the hood. I want Pooka in space. Yeah. Oh, come on. You want Pooka in the hood.
For February or Martin Luther King Day? Yeah, we'll get there.
You get iced tea.
Are we done?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's fun.
Zero.
Dan, oh, bullshit.
That's fine. I'm going to give it a 2 because there is something there to watch. It's just not for me. And Into the Dark usually does way better than these Pooka things. Like Pooka,
I like this episode a lot until Dan started talking. Same. Now I hate it.
How do you go to a 0? Do you know, like, what gets a 0, Todd?
Yeah,
Pooka. I was way higher until you started talking, Dan.
What was your original number?
Yeah, what's your original
number? I'm not gonna give him the satisfaction, but it would have shocked you.
Oh, my God. We're talking Ric Flair here?
It would have shocked you.
Wait, okay.
Is he playing it again? Yeah, see, 0.
He's not getting 1.
3.5 for Into the Dark. It was really good. And it hasn't been good lately.
I was going to go higher than Dan?
You were going to go Ric Flair.
I was going to go Ric Flair.
Holy shit. That's way too fucking high. Are you high? Did you take some edibles to enjoy it?
No, I'm going to in between shows, though, probably.
I don't know when I'll get down to California, but I may show up in a Pooka suit. Picking up
I
the
didn't
airport.
Like it because you could have substituted Pooka with anything, and it would have been the same story.
I wish it would have been Momo. They brought up Momo. Fucking do Momo.
Yeah, Pooka, though, is cooler.
No, it's not.
I don't get... I really don't get it. I do not get the fucking... the balls on your chin for Pooka.
You want to see Pooka in the hood with iced tea.
No, you have a really good iced tea, like, too. Yeah.
That's his go-to black guy.
I know. It's like the lightest one he could pick.
That's bullshit. But all right.
He's
so,
a safe one.
So that's Into the Dark.
All right. Let's wrap it. My phone's going to die. Somebody's got to get ready for the next thing.
Yes. All right.
Come on, wrap, Dan. Say goodbye.
Peace out. Goodbye, guys.
Namaste.
I played a song again, but yeah.
Adios, Negroes.
Peace. Heil Shine.
Don't you need a plug? Flesh Wound and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You go ahead, Dan.
FleshWoundFeatures.com. Check out the Flesh Wound Dan eBay. There is still some new stuff coming during quarantine. You can like the Flesh Wound Features Facebook page. Join the Horror Cartel Flesh Wound Radio group. Be sure to...
Right off.
Yeah, and that's where you can see this video, at least for now. Maybe YouTube eventually, but you can see our ugly mugs and any, you know, some of the shit we're doing on camera that you probably can't tell if you're just listening to the audio. So, Horror Cartel, Flesh Wound Radio Group.
It's worth it to see Dan's expression.
Right. It is. And my hat. Triggered.
Nigger triggered.
Other than the hat, it's worth it. Hat's all right, awesome. Good night, guys.
Good night.